Again.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come back into your place of resting, wherever you may be on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's just a blessing to be saved by the grace of God, blessing to be one of His. And I'm glad I am one of His. I'm glad I'm in the church. I'm glad I'm in the bride. Nothing I've done, but it's what He done for me. Amen. So, if you got your Bibles today, we're back reading on. We're going to be reading in two or three different places. But I want to say this before we read our text. We'll be reading in St. Luke chapter 21, Galatians chapter number 5 or 6, one to other. Then we'll go back to Genesis. And then I don't know where we'll go from there. But I want to say this, that I don't have a TV at the house. I haven't had one nearly 40 years. And I don't feel lost without it. I don't have that garbage pumped into my house. So if you have one, that's your business, not mine. I just know David said, I'll set no evil thing before mine eyes, and it's wicked, and I don't want one. So help yourself for whatever you want to do, but I just don't have one. But I know on the secular news, they will not tell everything. They'll only tell their agenda. But it didn't come out on the television. It didn't come out in the newspaper. It won't come out on the radio. Anything like that, they will not tell it. But there's a preacher phoned me this past week out of Georgia, and he was telling me about getting on a computer and found some news that somebody had put on there, that out in Oklahoma, before that tornado come through and destroyed that city, that the day before, the gays had a march, marching for their rights or whatever, and said there was two preachers preaching to them, and they got the preachers, put them in jail, locked them up. Then that was one day. Then the next day, God showed them just exactly what He thought about it. Amen? I know. I'll get all twisted up here. God's still in control of everything. I don't care if it's a storm or what it is, it's under His control. And I was thinking just a while back, it ain't been too many years back, and yet it's been several years. They used to, if a storm come through, or a hurricane come through, or lightning strike a house and burn it, anything like that, they would come up and use this. It was an act of God. But you know, I've got to study about it. It's been a long time since I've heard that saying, it's an act of God. We're trying to get God out of everything. Now it's global warming, our Mother Nature. But God's still in control. It may be Mother Nature, but God, Father Time has control of Mother Nature. So we just well to look out. God's not going to put up with that, what He's putting up with ever and always. God's going to get enough of it. But I want to encourage you that knows God, know you're born again, know you're saved by the grace of God. I want to talk to you just for a little while this evening, the Lord being my helper, in Luke chapter number 21. And begin reading with verse number 25. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nation with perplexity, the seas and waves are roaring, men's heart failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, God give us some signs here of the end times, and I know men's got a lot of different doctrines, a lot of different ideas, a lot of different opinions about the second coming of the Lord, but I'm just going to say what the Bible said, and let man believe whatever he wants to. The Bible said, he said, before he come, there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the seas and waves are roared. Now, we look out in this generation we're in today, do we not, amen, see these signs before our eyes? Bible said, and men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, if I've got any understanding, when the Bible said men's heart failing them for fear for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, mean they are heart get weak, they get weary at looking at these things that are coming to pass upon the face of the earth, and they just kind of, what you say, fold up their tent and say, well, what's the use? But God said here plain, amen, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. God didn't say give up. God didn't say faint. God didn't say argue over the scriptures. God just said, when you see these things coming to pass, he said, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to continue to stay with the Lord. I'm going to continue to look up. I'm going to continue to lift up my eyes. Amen. For my redemption is getting real close. I'll tell you right now, I'm not really looking forward for the things that are fixing to happen on the face of this earth. Bless your heart. Amen. There's some terrible, terrible things fixing to take place upon this earth. Our friend, the Bible said, amen, in Psalms, chapter number 9 and verse number 17, the Bible said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. You'll have to agree with me, amen, you older folks, more especially, I was raised up back in the generation when this nation I feared God, honored God, honored the laws of God, the statutes of God, the commandments of God. Amen. And God bless this nation. But in the last 50 or 60 years, this nation has turned its back on a holy God. Amen, saying, God, you made it, but I'm going to live my life like I want to live. They're saying, just like they did in the days of old, we will not have this man to reign over us. But God said, when you see these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm not here going to tell you Amen. That I know the day the Lord's coming. Amen. I'd be lying if I did. And anybody else tell you that they know, you can mark them up as a liar. The Bible said no man knows the day or the hour. Not even the angels in heaven, not even the Son himself knows how the day that his Father has appointed. But I will say this, how we know he's a coming, and we know when he comes, it's going to be too wet. How to plow for some folk, how this made not made, how they're calling, and election, sure, but you dear saints of God, how to know, how beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you're saved by the grace of God, how you've been born again, amen, stay with us, amen, stay humble, walk holy, and live right, before the Lord, and he will take care of us. Amen. The Bible said now, in Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 7, the Bible said, be not deceived. Amen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Don't you get it in your heart, honey, that God will not take care of you. God said if you sowed to the flesh, you'd reap of the flesh. You'd reap corruption. But God said, if you sow to the Spirit, you shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Lift up your head and look up, for your redemption is a drawing nigh. Amen. He goes on to say, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now God's telling us, amen, though troubles on every hand, our government's corrupt, our schools is corrupt, amen, most of our churches is corrupt today. But bless your heart, God said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Honey, hear me, and hear me well. You stay with the Lord. You walk after him. Amen. You ain't got to honor him. And you search his book and find the path that he wants your feet to walk in. Amen. And do that. And you'll reap life everlasting. But friend, if you faint, you're going to also reap. God bless your heart, but I wouldn't advise you to quit. Amen. You might not like what you read. And the Bible said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, when you see how these things coming to pass, how that we're seeing coming today, amen, when they're crying, how to get God out. I was in a revival meeting just a few weeks back of visiting, and I heard a man get up to sing and said he was watching television and just begin to shout. I wonder started to ask him, hey, what channel was you on? Hey man, I never have seen that one. Hey man, just a few days ago, me and my wife, I went to Birmingham to a doctor, and we never eat no dinner, and my appointment was right after dinner, so we come back, and stopped it all out of the way, a cafe, where's a little country cafe, and they had one of the immediate boxes hanging on the wall, and I almost felt like getting up and shouting. I shouted and said, knock that thing off the wall. I've never seen such ungodly advertisement in all my born days. Our friend, our country is corrupt. Hollywood's corrupt. Everything look like is corrupt today. But you know what? I'm going to look up. I'm going to lift up. Mine eyes are for mine. A redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. The Bible said as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. I know you can get a lot of opinions on this, but I will say that the Bible said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. That generation. Noah didn't get weary and faint. Amen. God bless your heart. Noah didn't. Let his heart fail him. Amen. He just kept sowing to the Spirit of God. He just kept preaching. And the Bible said now in Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 13, and God said unto Noah, of the end of all flesh has come before me, and the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Amen. When Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and I can't find where he ever, amen, had a Holy Ghost revival. I can't find nowhere where he ever had a bunch of converts. I can't find, amen, where he ever done any miracles. Amen. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. He just preached. And the people just stiffened their neck and hardened their heart against the word of God until God got enough of it. Friend, that same thing is happening in our day today. There's still a few men of God out that'll preach the word of God. Still a few mothers and daddies that'll teach their children the ways of God. Amen. There's still some good Sunday school teachers that'll teach the blessed book. I bless your heart, but as a whole, let me tell you, be not weary in well doing. Just keep on doing whatever you're doing for the glory of God until God says it's enough. Ain't God, I don't know. Ain't me under God, I'll not argue with you. The Bible's not here to put our argue over. It was put here to preach and believe. Amen. But I'd say, and looking and reading the scripture, how that Noah preached up till God got his belly full of that generation. Amen. The Bible said, he sinned at even, if also their heart, I was on evil continuously. And God said it was going to be how that way in our day. And men's heart is on evil. Evil coming out of the TV. Evil coming out of the computer. Evil coming out of the cell phone. wrong. Amen. Evil, evil. Every which way you look. Even a billboard. How you see on the side of a road. Advertising a new car. I gotta have a 2/3. A nude woman. Trying to sell a car. Evil. Evil. On every hand. But God said, when you see this, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. God told Noah, he said, amen. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. Amen. You look at it, friend. Our earth was filled with violence every which way you turn. There's wickedness on every hand. Lord, help us. Amen. I bless your heart. Even today, I hate to be a repetitious preacher. I'm going to have to keep on preaching until the Lord comes. Amen. Right here in the United States, just in the last few weeks, the Boy Scout was supposed to have been something to teach our children a morals. Amen. Obedience to your parents. I mean, indwell moral virtues and moral values into our young men. But these sodomites, amen, come out of the closet and decided they wanted to corrupt some more. So they got to vote them, amen, to come in and join in with our Boy Scouts. God help us, friend. How you give the devil ink and he'll become a ruler. Amen. I bless your heart. We've got today where it's corrupt and our children are not being taught like they should be. Amen. I notice here in Alabama where there's several churches down in Birmingham. They pull sponsorship. I said the Boy Scouts wasn't welcome no more. How to use their churches. Amen. For a place to meet on count. Amen. And I thank God for somebody's got enough God about them. How to stand for what's right. Amen. If I wind up in jail, thanks be unto God they put me in an electric chair. I hope I've got one hand loose out of where I can point up just before they throw the switch. Amen. God said, lift up your eyes and look up. For your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, my friend, the devil's corrupting everything. And he lays his slimy hands on today. I bless your heart. Amen. And they said, it was a senator, something either North Carolina or South Carolina now has come out. And the church has been ever since the beginning. Tax-free exemption. But that's mothy back. Demon-possessed sodomite. Whoever he was. I said that he wanted. I'm going to try to get a bill passed. That the church couldn't be tax-exempt anymore. My friend, if you can't feel how the forces of hell are coming in on us, ain't something wrong with you. But I tell you, be weary. Be not weary in well doing. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. He said, when you see a nation with perplexity on every side, the seas are roaring. Amen. He said, when you see this, God, don't faint. Lift up your eyes and lift up your head because your redemption is drawing nigh. God said this was going to come to pass. Amen, and it's coming to pass. I never did think when I got saved I'd live to see. Amen, what I'm seeing now, I remember maybe 30 years ago I was in a revival meeting. Old man of God, he's dead and gone now. But he was a man of God. After revival was over with that night, we walked outside the church. Me and him and my wife were standing there, just us three, in the parking lot, and he just cut loose and began to preach to me. And I just stood there and soaked it up. He said, "Brother Shaver, how do you think we're having problems? How this adultery, divorce, and remarriage are creeping into our churches today?" He said, "You just wait on down the road. How this thing called sodomy is fixing to give us a fear. Thanks be unto God." I thought in my mind, man, you far off. You missing the mark. Amen, because you didn't hear about it then. But bless your heart, he's dead and gone now. If he is here, I'd hug his neck. Amen, and thank him for telling me. And now I see today just exactly what he is preaching about. Our friend, this sodomy is going to be the ruin of our nation. God's going to get enough. In Noah's day, he got enough of eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. He got enough of their evil imagination. I'm down in the Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about. Amen. God, I've got enough. Thank be unto God. God, rain fire and brimstone and destroy them. Friend, I got news for you. We see all this around us. But I want to encourage you. When you see it, look up. Lift up your head. Because your redemption draws nigh. I'm not going to argue with you when the Lord's coming. You can put it anywhere you want to, any way you want to. I'm not here to argue with that. But I say, man, you will agree on one thing. He is a coming. Amen. He is a coming. I bless your heart. And the Bible said in Jude, when he comes, he's coming with 10,000 of his saints to execute a judgment upon the ungodly. Our friend, when the Lord, amen, but I say what you do, just look up, lift up your head, don't faint, don't get weary. It may be the day, it may be 10 years, it may be 50 years, you may go for the way of the grave, whatever it is, don't faint, don't give up. The Lord's coming, and he's coming after his youngins. God bless your heart. That makes me want to shout and run all the way home just thinking about it. It's going to soon be over with. I've often thought when I leave out of this world, if the Lord let me, amen, look back at this thing and wave it by. Amen, I've put up with it for 70 years, or it's put up with me for 70 years, and I've about had all of it, Brother John, that I want. All I'm wanting now is to get out of here. I'm just going to keep looking up. Amen, because my redemption is a getting nigh. I'm not going to faint. Thank God, I'm just going to keep sowing. Because I'm going to reap in due season. May God bless his prayer. At this time, we'll turn it back to Brother John.